This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Although many Americans may not realize it, the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico, once belonged to the Republic of Mexico. As we continue our monthly series commemorating the bicentennial of the Santa Fe Trail, we follow the Army of the West down the trail to Bent's Fort in present-day Colorado and on to Santa Fe. Historian Leo Oliva describes the military's takeover of Santa Fe. And Frances Levine, director of the Missouri Historical Society, tells us about a young woman by the name of Susan Shelby McGoffin, who wrote about it in her journal. McGoffin is portrayed here by KPR's Laura Lorson.
My journal tells a story tonight different from what it has ever done before. The curtain raises now with a new scene.
As Colonel Stephen Watts Kearney led a large force of American soldiers down the Santa Fe Trail toward New Mexico, a young woman keeping a journal of her experiences was also moving along the trail with a trading caravan organized by her husband.
Susan Shelby McGoffin was the wife of Samuel McGoffin, and Samuel McGoffin and his brother James were Santa Fe Trail traders. And she is a bride, a young bride, when she marries the much older Samuel McGoffin. And she writes one of the first published Anglo-American women's journals about the Santa Fe Trail. But she's there in the midst of probably the most important summer as Americans are moving the Army of the West to take over the American Southwest and California.
In her journal, she provides a detailed description of Bent's Fort, a privately owned trading post located along the Arkansas River on what was known as the Mountain Route of the Santa Fe Trail. The McGoffin caravan arrived as the fort was also becoming a staging area for the Army of the West.
Bent's Fort, July 27, 1846. The outside exactly fills my idea of an ancient castle. It's built of adobes, unburnt brick. The walls are very high and very thick with rounding corners. There is but one entrance. Inside is a large space, some 90 or 100 feet square. All around this and next the wall are rooms, some 25 in number. Some of these rooms are occupied by boarders as bed chambers. One is a dining room, another a kitchen, little store, a blacksmith's shop. They have a well inside, and fine water it is, especially with ice. At present, they have quite a number of boarders, the traders and soldiers chiefly.
As the army prepared to advance on New Mexico, Susan's brother-in-law, James McGoffin, was sent ahead on a surreptitious mission to Santa Fe.
James Wally McGoffin married a cousin of Manuel Armijo, who was the governor of New Mexico when the war broke out between the United States and Mexico in 1846. So he has that family connection. And he is sent by the President of the United States, James Polk, on a mission ahead of the Army of the West. The Army's at Bent's Fort. They're waiting there. And James Wally McGoffin, an Army officer, Philip St. George Cook, a few other private soldiers. And they go to Santa Fe. They meet with Governor Armijo. And we don't know what was said there and how much money changed hands, but McGoffin was successful in persuading Governor Armijo to abandon Santa Fe, to take his troops and head south, and the United States Army marched into Santa Fe on August the 18th of 1846 without firing a shot. Now, there was an uprising in New Mexico later and a war, the Taos Revolt, but McGoffin had opened the way.
As the Americans took over and settled in, Susan Shelby McGoffin reflected on this momentous occasion in her journal.
Santa Fe, August 31st, 1846. It is really hard to realize it, that I am here in my own house, in a place where I once would have thought it folly to think of visiting. I have entered the city in a year that will always be remembered by my countrymen, and under the star-spangled banner, too, the first American lady who has come under such auspices. Though General Kearney has come in and taken entire possession, seated himself in the former governor's chair, raised the American flag, and holds Santa Fe as part of the United States, Still, he has not molested the habits, religion, and so forth of the people, who so far are well pleased with their truly Republican governor.
That's the voice of KPR's Laura Lorson, reading excerpts from the Journal of Susan Shelby McGoffin, who ventured down the Santa Fe Trail and into Mexico. This radio report comes out of a documentary about the Santa Fe Trail produced by Dave Kendall of Prairie Hollow Productions, who also serves as narrator. Learn more about the documentary by logging on to prairiehollow.net or by visiting the Facebook page for Prairie Hollow Productions. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.